are listening to Christian Family Values with your host, Christian from Philly, the Joker, and Big Mama. Brought to you by World Generation Podcast Network and in part by BenSound.com. And now, Christian Family Values.
Maggots, welcome to Christian Family Values. I am your host, Christian from Philly. Now, before we get on the show, I would like to say that my mom, Big Mama, could not join us up this evening. She had some personal shit she needed to take care of, but don't worry because my dad is here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Joker.
Wrestling fans out there, thank you for having us today. Yeah,
now,
we got a good one.
Yes, we do. Now, Dad, this past Sunday was SummerSlam, or Summer Scam, the biggest scam of the summer. And I gotta say, the pay-per-view was decent, but there were some shit things that happened in the pay-per-view that I'm not gonna fucking sugarcoat tonight.
Yes, I agree to that, Christian.
All right. So let's not hold anything back, and let's start the review with the pre-show. Buddy Murphy versus Apollo Crews. Now, me and my dad missed this match, but I saw the highlights of it, and it was decent. I couldn't care less about Apollo Crews, but it was decent. Until the match ended in a DQ, Buddy Murphy wins by DQ because Eric Rowan, interfered and beat the shit out of him. So, yeah, good stuff. Decent match, but it ended with a DQ. I couldn't care less. Dad, did you watch the highlights of this mediocre pre-show match?
Well, I cannot say that I did, but I did hear that they ended up in a DQ, and, well, what could you expect from those two? To me, both of them are not too good of a wrestler. So, and honestly, I really didn't care too much about it.
Yeah. Now we move on to what could possibly be the second worst women's match in history, pre-show. Women's tag team titles, Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross versus the fucking Iconics. Let me just tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this match fucking blowed. This was fucking awful. All three women, with the exception of Nikki was the only one that fucking tried. So she's an actual wrestler. She tried to put this over, but she couldn't. Because fucking Alexa Bliss is fucking useless. And the fucking Shikonics are fucking useless. This was fucking awful. These women cannot fucking wrestle to save their lives. It was fucking obvious. And it was fucking shit. It was fucking dumb, and it was fucking garbage. Dad, did you watch this match? My God,
well,
this was awful.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, whoever paired these two female wrestlers together has something like none in his mind, because together, these two, they are totally awful. And then Alexa Bliss, I mean, come on. She could do better than that. And I don't know. It was like a damn match also. I mean, she should try more, and she could give more effort.
No.
But I didn't saw it. No. I really didn't saw it on this one.
No. You're wrong. I'm sorry, but you're wrong. She's useless. She's the same fucking character. She's useless.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Christian. I mean, she could do better, but apparently her efforts are not there anymore. I don't know what she's thinking. Probably she's thinking that she could be better someplace else. and she's not paying no mind to what she's doing, but I don't know. I hope that she gets she put, you know, put her things together and get it right.
No. Fuck them. Fuck them all. No, fuck everyone. No. The next pre-show match is Drew Gulak versus Oney Logan. Again, who cares? I don't give a fuck about the cruiserweight division. I don't give a fuck about the cruiserweight belt. It's one of the most terrible looking belts in the industry today, and I could give two fucks about it. I could care less. Dad, what do you say about the cruiserweight match? I honestly don't care about the cruiserweight. Like, they're good performers. Don't get me wrong. They're good performers. Don't get me wrong. But they have no fucking character whatsoever. They're boring. They're all the same fucking character. They're all boring.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one also, Christian, because, I mean, like, that belt is, like, really ugly, really. I mean,
it looks like a fucking fruit snack roll up.
Yeah, whoever thought about the design to it must have been thinking about garbage, because that's what it looks like, garbage to me. And the cruiserweight itself, I mean, Aguda, he is good, but, you know, he could give more effort, and he's not trying enough. I mean, he's pretty good, but I don't think he gave anything this time.
I couldn't agree more. Now we go to the main show. Our first match, Becky Lynch versus Natalya for the Women's Raw Championship. I gotta say, this was a damn good match. Damn good match. Natalya looked great out there. But the wrong person won. Fucking Becky Lynch is still our Raw Women's Champion. Fucking bullshit, in my opinion. I feel like the crowd was obviously behind Natalya. This should have been her SummerSlam moment. It would have been better than her fucking SummerSlam moment against Naomi. This would have been better. But now Becky Lynch is still a Raw Women's Champion until that fucking traitor quitter who returned, Sasha Banks, wins the belt. I don't care. I could care less about Sasha Banks, all right? I could care less. You know, this pissed me off even more, right? You mean to tell me that this bitch just fucking quit the company, and for some reason she's going to get a fucking towel shot while the women who are there right now, who are busting their ass, fucking sits on the sidelines watching this bitch who fucking quit get a fucking title shot and actually possibly might win the fucking belt? Get the fuck out of here. This is fucking bullshit now. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not looking forward to this. I could care less about Sasha Banks. Fucking quitter. She's a fucking quitter. Nothing's going to ever change that. Fuck Sasha Banks. I feel bad for every woman in the fucking backstage area who are going to sit on the sidelines thinking, oh, this bitch fucking quit, and now she's going to get a fucking title shot. Get the fuck out of here. This is a disgrace. Dad, what's your fucking opinion about the match?
Well, son, I mean, I agree with you on the stand with Sasha Banks. The bitch is a quitter. She came off, she went out for a long time, and here she's coming in, and she's going to get this title match. And you're right. You are absolutely right. Female wrestlers out there that are trying their best to get this title match, they're not getting this title match. Now, that goes to show you how the industry works. Either you go under the table or you go over the table. And apparently, Sasha Banks went under the table. And guess what? She's gonna win that title match. Remember that I say that. And going back to Becky's match, I'm sorry, but that was the wrong person to win that belt again. I think the other female should have gotten the belt. She's good. And guess what? Unfortunately, the man won again. I call it like it is. I think the wrong person won this time. Becky, I mean, you suck.
Let me tell you. Okay, let's move on to another thing I'm pissed off about. Another fucking women's match. Two women's matches in a row. Fucking one of the worst fucking women's matches ever. Bayley versus Ember Moon. And it's not Ember Moon's fault, all right? I'm not putting the blame on Ember. I'm putting that fucking cunt, Bayley. She's the one that's our fault. She fucking sabotaged this fucking match. And I bet you she's sabotaging it on purpose, these matches, because this bitch is unfucking happy. And you know what? Fuck her, too. Fuck Bayley, too. Fuck you. And you know what's fucking mad? You know what's fucking sad? The night after Ember Moon lost at SummerSlam, guess what happens on a fucking SmackDown the next night? The next two nights. She fucking loses to fucking Charlotte on SmackDown. That's not something to be funny about. That's not something to laugh about. That's not something to laugh about. That means two nights after SummerSlam, she gets destroyed. She gets beaten by Bayley. She doesn't even hit her finisher, by the way, Ember. Ember doesn't even hit her finisher in SummerSlam. Fucking Bayley does. And then the next two nights after SummerSlam, she faces against Charlotte, and she fucking loses. So now Ember Moon's back to being a fucking loser. So then you're thinking, what the fuck was the point in having Ember Moon, the number one contender for the SmackDown title, if you had no plans for her from the start, and you had her lose to fucking Charlotte? Why the fuck did Charlotte need to win on SmackDown for her? She already beat Trish. Why the fuck did she have to beat Ember for? Fucking awful. Awful, awful, awful. The Four Horsewomen are fucking back, and they are burying every fucking woman in the division. Don't believe me? Look at fucking Sasha. She's fucking back. She's going to win the fucking title. Becky Lynch has been Raw Women's Champion since April. Fucking Charlotte's already beating fucking Ember Moon and getting a title shot again probably. And Bayley's our fucking SmackDown champion. It's always been what I fucking said. These four cunts get more opportunities than anybody in the fucking roster.
You're right about that, son.
Fuck.
You know, not for nothing, Christian, but I agree with you being angry. And I don't blame you for being angry because guess what? I still say, and I always have told you, I like Ember Moon. There's something about her that is unique. She got style in her wrestling, and you could see it. Now, Bayley, she's dying down. If you could see her wrestling, she's dying down. Now, I want to make a comment, if you let me. I'm a fan of Netflix, and there's a show called Glow in Netflix where there's female wrestling that they give it all they got, and every time they wrestle is one theme after another. You know what? You know what? This female wrestler should see the show and let get ideas from that show and put it to work because guess what? Probably they will do better watching the show than they wrestling. But guess what? Ember Moon, I still say one day I want to see her with a belt.
They won't let her. They won't let her. They won't let her. They know she's more talented than fucking Bayley.
Well, they should.
She's an ungrateful bitch. She's complaining, yes, she's the fucking world champion. Get the fuck out of here, bitch. You're a fucking bitch. Fuck you. Fuck you and your fucking best friend. Fuck you both, you cunt. I hate you.
I don't know. If the way I see Bayley at this moment is
she's a bitch.
Like every champion that I have known in the past. They think they are unbeatable. The thing with Bayley, she thinks she's unbeatable. She thinks this. But guess what? there's going to be somebody that's going to take that belt, and let's see how she's going to grab her after that.
She doesn't think she's unbeatable. She's unhappy. All because of the stupid tag belts, which I bet you 10 to 1, nobody asked for. Nobody wanted women's tag belts. I bet you 10 to 1, because if they really did want a tag belt, I would have seen fucking petitions online for it. But guess what? Newsflash. I didn't. I fucking did it. I didn't see no fucking petition for fucking women's tag team division or women's tag titles. So you know what? Fuck you. Nobody wanted it. You're just fucking mad that Vince... I actually agree with Vince. I think the tag titles suck. Because it sucks. And the fact is, these women matches are fucking awful. They're actually part of the worst things about the Raw show. They're actually horrible. They're one of the worst things. They're horrible. Because some of these women can wrestle out of a fucking paper bag. So fuck
well,
you, Bailey.
The way I see it, not for nothing, but if you put two old ladies with crushes in the middle of the ring, they will do better.
They can wrestle to save their fucking life. Fuck them.
I agree with you, son.
What else? Now, let's move on. Let's move on to something. Oh, yeah. Kofi Kingston versus Randy Orton for the WWE Championship. This was bullshit. This right here was bullshit. First of all, the match was fucking boring. Let's just get that out of the way. It was fucking awful. I wasn't even watching this match, Harley, because it was so fucking boring. Kofi's the most boringest wrestler I've ever seen, and Randy Orton ain't helping either, you know? But then it ends with fucking bullshit. I don't know what the fuck happened here. Apparently it was a double countout, but how the fuck could the ref count it so fucking fast? He counted
I didn't
like,
even saw that.
Fucking fast. He counted fast, apparently.
I really didn't saw the countdown when he did that. I mean, that double, I didn't saw
either. That. The crowd didn't count down. If there was a countdown, you would hear the crowd counting with the ref. And I didn't hear none. So this is bullshit. And guess what? We're going to have another match between Kofi and Randy. And then Kofi's going to beat Randy again. And then Kofi is going to face Lesnar. Lesnar beats Kofi.
Wow.
Whatever. Whatever. I don't care at this point. This was bullshit.
What gets me upset about this match, Christian, is that for a strange reason, if you notice, once Randy Orton starts getting hot in the ring and starts getting into his momentum, something always happens. With Kofi...
Momentum.
Always something happens, and he retains and still stays with the belt. So far, all the matches that I've seen of Kofi, something always has happened where he retains the belt and he still has it, but nobody has been able to take it away because of that same reason.
All
yes,
matches suck.
I agree. I really agree. And like I said, Randy Orton, as soon as he started getting like into his momentum to get that belt, look what happened. Really? Just because he was looking at his kids outside the ring and they come off and count him out? No, that is shit.
It's a fucking disgrace. I hated it. And the match was fucking awful, too, by the way. So that's bonus right there. But you know what? Fuck it. I don't care. I don't care anymore. I don't care if fucking Kofi keeps the title or loses the title. I don't care. All right. So next is AJ Styles versus Ricochet for the U.S. Championship. This was a good match, but AJ should have lost the belt. AJ should have lost the belt. Ricochet is now back to being, like, what the fuck now? What the fuck are they going to do with Ricochet now? Like, who's he going to feud with? Like, you have AJ. Ricochet just held this title for, like, 2 weeks, and now he's back to being nothing. Good booking right there, yeah? Now we're going to have a fucking U.S. title match between Braun Strowman and AJ Styles on Monday, which I could care less. I could care less because it's going to end in a DQ anyway. Every fucking match AJ Styles in always ends in a DQ anyway now. So what the fuck? I don't care. That's all I have to say about this match.
The way I see it now, Christian, AJ Styles got two bodyguards. And he's hiding the fact that he got these two bodyguards. You know what? I wonder if he loses these two bodyguards, who's going to win that belt? Because let me tell you one thing. If those two bodyguards wouldn't be there, Ricochet would have taken that belt. No question asked and no doubt about it. Because Ricochet is one hell of a wrestler. He's really good in the ring. And he got, I mean, charisma. Honestly, to me, I don't see AJ Styles a champion of that belt. I don't think he should have won it.
Well, it doesn't matter what we want because we'll get fucked in the ass either way.
Oh, man.
We get fucked in the ass every time by WWE. But it doesn't matter. It does not fucking matter anymore. All right, what's left? What's left? Let's see. Oh, yeah, Kevin Owens versus Shane McMahon. If Owens lost, then he would quit WWE. It was an okay match, but you know that Owens was not going to fucking lose. You know he wasn't going to lose. So, Kevin Owens beat Shane. And he got his job. But it means nothing. All this means absolute fucking nothing. Who cares? Who honestly, honestly gives a fuck? Who cares? What does this serve for Kevin Owens? Nothing. Every person that feuds with this fuck loses momentum. This serves no purpose. This serves no purpose. It serves no purpose, and it's fucking dumb. Fuck off.
Well, Christian, I got news flash for you on that one.
But.
Okay. Notice where they were. They were in Canada. And all the Canadians that were fighting that night did not win a match. Only Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
He was the only Canadian that won. So somebody had a win.
Yeah, that's true. But it was still not that good of a match. Who cares? Fuck Shane McMahon. Fuck him. All right, so... Next, we're going to talk about one of the good points of this pay-per-view. Goldberg versus Dolph Ziggler. Goldberg won, of course. But fucking Dolph Ziggler got his ass destroyed. Got decimated.
I love that.
He's a bitch. That bitch got what he deserved. Go fuck yourself, Dolph. Got his ass whooped. But it was still shit.
I mean, Goldberg, like, every time he used to come back, I mean, he was like being plowed on me. Wow.
Dolph Ziggler looked like a bitch. But who cares? Because everybody enjoyed the beat down. I did.
To me, he looked like a rag doll that was being ragged from one end to the other. I mean, that man must have went, honestly, to me, he went to the hospital.
Yeah. Well, who cares? He got what he deserved. He got what he deserved. Fuck.
Yes, he did. I agree.
Okay, let's see. The next one, Trish Stratus versus Charlotte. One of the best women's matches ever for Trish Stratus. One of the best Trish Stratus matches in history. This was fucking
yes.
good. The right person won in Charlotte, and this was a good farewell match to Trish. This was a good match.
I agree with you on that one, son. I mean, this match, to me, it was exciting. I mean, like, both of the women gave, I would say 100% to the match itself. And honestly, I saw a different Charlotte this time. Like, it was like a Charlotte that I haven't seen in a long time. She was really good. Her moves were there. The power and all the mission was on point. It was awesome. I mean, really good. It was really good to watch this time.
Of course it was good. It was phenomenal. Let's see, what else? The next match was, we got two matches left on this review. The Brock Lesnar versus for the Universal Championship. This was actually a good match for some reason. This was actually a good match. Seth Rollins won, which you all should not be shocked about. Everyone was shocked, except for me, because I knew he was going to win anyway. The fact that he got his ass kicked on Raw and the fact that he cut that promo gave it away for me. It gave it away that he was going to win the belt. So, fuck all you that said that he was not going to win the belt. It was obvious that he was going to win the belt. Dad, what's your response to this match?
Well, I'll be honest with you, son. I honestly thought that Brock was going to win this match because you have to consider the strength and craziness that he has. But Seth, this time, I personally have to bow down to Seth.
I have to bow down to him because
let me tell you right now, I mean, he gave it all, and he gave the strength that he needed, considering that he was hurt, and he took back what was his, and that's one thing that you have to consider. He took back what belongs to him.
No, fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck Seth Rollins now. He's a piece of shit. He's a piece of shit now and forever. But forget about Seth Rollins. Because now it's time to talk about the best thing that happened on SummerSlam. And I saved the best for last. The Fiend. Bray Wyatt versus Finn Balor. The Fiend finally debuted, and he destroyed Finn Balor. This was great. This was phenomenal. I loved it. Let's hope for more in the near future.
I tell you one thing, that the thing, the get up, the strength, the spookiness that Wyatt brought to this ring now is awesome. I mean, not for nothing. Me, myself, personally, if I would have seen Wyatt coming out from the ring like that, I would not even have fought him because he looks so creepy. And I know Finn is going back home, supposedly go to rest. Well, guess what? I don't think he's going to rest. I think he's going to have nightmares every night. He's going to remember who scared the shit out of him. And he's going to remember that face that beat him. So guess what? I'm definitely rooting for Wyatt. And I know for a fact that one day he is going to get a belt and a title shot.
Yeah. But enough about that. I think we can end the show early because that's it for SummerSlam. I really have nothing else to talk about tonight. Do you?
Well, actually, no. I think, personally, we had a great SummerSlam. I mean, considering the wrestlers. But, you know what? A good SummerSlam, after all, for a long time. And I believe that a lot of wrestlers, fans out there could agree with me that it was a pretty good show this time. Instead of Summer, what you called it, Christian?
Summer Scam. Summer Scam.
I don't believe it was a scam. I believe it was a slam, baby.
Well, you're right. It was decent. But anyway, on that note, I guess we could end Christian Family Values early. Because we talked about SummerSlam. There's nothing really wrestling note to talk about today. So I guess thank you for listening to Christian Family Values. I have been your host, Christian, from Philly. And as always, this has been Dad the Joker.
Okay, yes. And I want to say thank you, Christian, for having me. And thank you, wrestling fans out there. And I definitely going to see you next Thursday. And we're going to definitely have some good reviews and bad reviews to talk about next Thursday. And take care. And wrestle on, baby.
All right. This has been Christian Family Values. Tune in for Radio Renegades, where we will see who won the prediction for Summer Scam, the biggest party of the summer between me, Christian from Philly, and Minister of Sinister. But as always, stay tuned and keep it real, keep it real. Good night, everybody.
Good night.